a big event is coming up, and we're going to talk about it right now. It's the Kenosha AMC Homecoming event, and it's coming up, like, real soon. And with me is Chris Allen, Executive Director of the Kenosha History Center, and Joe Bohacek. Am I saying it right, Joe?
Bohacek.
Bohacek. Move close to that mic. I got to hear everything you guys have to say. Bohacek. Now, you are just a big super fan of AMC.
I am. I've been my whole life.
Did you ever own a Pacer?
Yes,
we have a Pacer. Every time I hear AMC, I think of the Pacer. You got the Eagle. There's a whole bunch of cars we're going to talk about. So what is this event actually? Because I want to hear everything you have to say. I don't want to miss one word. Okay, so give us the dates of the event. Let's talk about what it is.
Yeah, so this is something 3 years in the making. It's a big celebration of American Motors coming back to Kenosha. Obviously, the manufacturing center for American Motors here in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So it's a worldwide event. We have people coming from all over Europe. People come from Australia.
Let's back up a second here. AMC, American Motors. Let's get a little history of that. I don't know which.
Yeah, so car manufacturing began in Kenosha, Wisconsin in 1902. Thomas Jeffrey, a bike manufacturer in Chicago, moved up to Kenosha. He was actually the second mass producer of cars in America, right behind Oldsmobile, beat Ford by a year. Jeffrey eventually sold to Charlie Nash. So Nash was in Kenosha from 1917. Eventually, they bought the refrigerator company Kelvinator. So it was Nash Kelvinator in 1937, merged with Hudson Motor Cars in 54. That merger in 54 created American Motors Corporation. They brought back the Rambler name. Jeffrey started with Rambler, but that Rambler name kind of was reintroduced in the 1950s. AMC acquired Jeep in 1970. I was producing Jeeps until 1987, 88, and Chrysler came to Kenosha, purchased AMC, shut down the lakefront plant, continued to make engines in Kenosha till 2010, and that's your history in
a nutshell. So why did AMC have to sell out? Why did they do that? Were there problems with money? Nobody's buying their cars.
I think there's a lot of industry problems in the 1980s in general. And Chrysler had problems too. Chrysler was looking for something to keep them afloat.
Lee Iacocca, I remember when he came in and tried to get Chrysler.
So that was kind of their golden egg to get Jeep. They wanted the Jeep, so they bought AMC for Jeep. But Renault had something to do with it too. So Renault got involved with AMC in the 70s and then really took ownership, majority shares in the early 1980s. That's definitely a portion of that.
Yeah, kind of took them to the cleaners.
So AMC, they owned the Nash Rambler at one time?
Yes.
Because I remember that song from the 50s, the Playmates, beep, beep.
Yeah.
That little Nash Rambler kept following me about one-third my size, beep, beep. And that's the first time I heard of it. Now, we had a restaurant here called the Nash from the Nash Rambler.
Yeah.
And so AMC gone in 1988, but not forgotten, obviously.
Right.
Do you guys know people who worked at AMC?
My dad worked there.
Your dad worked? How many years?
On and off. 10, 12, okay. Give or take.
He was on the assembly line?
Yeah, final repair at the end. And that's why he loves the Pacer. He's got multiple Pacers.
I don't make fun of it. It's the one car, it sticks in my head because it was so different than all other cars when it came out.
Right.
It was kind of like a dome.
It was way ahead of its time, really. I mean, if you think about the cars now, you look at cars now and you look at the Pacer then, they had the door went into the roof, and that's all cars now, you know? And then to save money, they didn't have the side markers. They had the directionals and the taillights go over to the side. So then, that was a part of it. You know, your brake lights and your stuff, so that was kind of side markers too. The passenger side door is 3 inches wider than the driver's side door, so you can get in and out easier. It has a rack and pinion steering. It's pretty cool car.
Give me some of the AMC names for the cars.
You got that all the big ones, the AMX and the Javelin and the Rebel.
The Javelin, I forgot about the Javelin. Yeah,
yeah, and the Rebel and the Rebel Machine and Ambassador and Matador.
The Matador, I remember the Matador too. Yep. Yeah,
Concord Spirit, Hornet,
Gremlin. The Hornet,
Gremlin.
Remember the Hornet?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Gremlin.
Cult following for the Gremlin. Yeah, people love the Gremlin.
Yeah, we've got a whole event planned around the Gremlin. It's kind of become one of the things about the Kenosha Homecoming. They do a Gremlin cruise over to Jeffrey Elementary School in Kenosha, whose mascot is the Gremlin Man.
It's
all Gremlins in the parking lot. The PTO comes out. They sell T-shirts. It's a really fun time.
Now, let's say you own one of the classic cars from AMC. Where do you get the parts?
There's vendors out there, and there's people making stuff now. But for the most part, you got to find someone that has.
You come to Kenosha. You come to the swap meet.
Find everything there.
I'm trying to remember when I got my car in 1975. I think that was the first year for unleaded gas because they actually had it printed right on the dashboard, unleaded gas only.
Right.
And some of these cars came out before unleaded gas, so they had to convert them over.
Well. That whole thing, American Motors did stuff. They had a higher nickel content engines, and they had hardened seats from the factory. So it affected them, but not like all the other manufacturers where you had to change everything over. You know, so you didn't have to go and rip your engine down or do anything to run the unleaded gas. I still run unleaded gas in all my old cars right now because the way they were built originally.
I was in Union Grove the other day, and I pulled in to get gas, and I'll show you the picture. When we take the break, I'll show you the picture. And it was 110 fuel leaded.
Nice.
And it was for the dragway, the Great Lakes Dragway. And I had never seen that on a gas pump before.
Yeah.
Leaded 110 octane. Whoa.
That's the good stuff right there.
Joe races the AMCs out at the dragway too. Yeah. So he's your guy for that.
Yeah. We're going to be racing on Wednesday. Doors open at 5 and on Sunday.
110 octane?
110 octane. Actually, my car runs 100% alcohol.
You know, does it really?
Methanol, yeah. So,
wow.
A lot of fun.
All right, so this is a big party coming up. It starts today, actually. The 22nd starts today. Why don't we go over the list of fun activities here?
Yeah, so today we're starting over at Danny's Cafe on Green Bay Road. That's noon to 2. And then tonight we're going to be over at the Danish Brotherhood on Sheridan Road. So that's from 4 to 8 o'clock. Pretty much each night we have a cruise in. This thing just builds up all the way till Saturday where we do the big blowout at Kennedy Park.
Is it like American Graffiti?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for cooler cars.
You don't have that yellow car?
Yeah. Harrison Ford driving it, right?
Yeah, but I won't tell you what they called it. What the color is. Okay, so that's today. So it starts at noon today. Then there's more tomorrow. Let's go over that.
There's something every day.
Let's
so
talk about tomorrow.
It's really something in the morning for the gearheads. So we're over at Alfano Performance Speed Shop, and as well as Don's Auto Parts. Nick Alfano at the Speed Shop is having an open house and barbecue. And then over at Don's, they're doing something really cool and taking people through their machine shop with the seminars.
Yeah, he's going to be doing a bunch of different seminars over there. Stuff that, you know, people don't really actually see how things are done. He's going to have a car up on the hoist, and he's going to be showing how to correctly, you know, set the pinion angle when and how to do, like if you're making a drive shaft, if you're building a custom. He's going to have a guy over there, Joe Rinaldi, from TTA Performance, doing a fuel injection seminar, like how to put a new style fuel injection on your old car to make it, you know, just a little bit better than what it was. He has another one set up to... he has a CNC boring machine, so you're like redoing your engines and stuff like that. He's going to have all that stuff set up, and he's going to have like 15, 20 minute stations, and you can go and check out through the machine shop all the different things and how they do it. It's like you're rebuilding your car. And it's not that whole thing. It doesn't matter if you're an AMC guy or not. That's just cool stuff. Any hot rodder would love to go there. So kind of invite anyone that... is interested in something like that to stop over by.
It's like Disney World for classic cars.
Yeah. You know what I want? I want when I get into my car, put the key in, turn it, and the engine starts. That's all I want.
Right. And see, that new style fuel injection will do that with your old car. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, just keep pumping it.
At a quarter after 5 in the morning, I don't need to have a car going.
Right.
My grandfather, when he used to take me in his car, he said, all right, hold the button, and he had a choke button.
Yeah.
On the car, and he used to start it, and he held the choke button in, and I said, wow, this is great. I love it. I want a button like that on my car one day. No, I don't. No, I don't. Okay, so, and then at 5 p.m., Great Lakes Dragway.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of cool old cars out there. It's going to be pretty awesome.
And it's ladies' night. So ladies get in free for and racing for free. And spectating.
Yep.
And then for the people that aren't racing or don't want to watch the races, we have an evening car cruise over at the Brat Stop on the back portion of their lot near the Parkway Chateau. So I think that's kind of nostalgic as well. There's been a lot of car shows there over the years. They do a great job out there and right off the interstate. So nice and easy for people to get to. A lot of room.
And there's another cruise-in on Thursday. This one is at Lake Andrea Beer Garden. That's on Park Avenue in Pleasant Prairie. It goes down a little further south.
Yeah, so that's our daytime cruise that starts at 10 a.m., goes till 2. And I think the buzz at the beer garden is going to be what they're doing later that day, returning to the AMC factory site. That's our evening cruise. In
What's there now? It's just empty?
So they've done remediation. They've cleaned up the site, and they're calling it the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. They just opened a high school there, Lakeview Tech.
They built on the site?
They built it on the site. So that opened up in January, and they're building, I believe it's called the Kenosha Innovation Center, which is going to be the hub for future development on that. So there's roads on the site now. This is going to be the first time that these cars return to the site of production.
It's going to be sad.
It will be.
You know, if somebody like you, who's just an enthusiast with AMC cars, it's got to be sad to see that. That's where it used to be. So we were talking about going back in time earlier. Want to go back in time to the AMC plant?
Sure.
And just before they're about to sell it, you'll say, no, I'll buy it. Give it here. Just before they sign the contract.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and so that's from 4 to 8 p.m. At the old AMC site off 22nd Avenue. When I first moved here, I remember the overpass. The train at AMC on it.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
Now, Friday, this weekend, we got some big events happening. We kick it off at 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the big car show.
Yeah, that's the swap meet portion of the car show. Okay. So what's kind of really neat about what we do is we do the swap meet on Friday and Saturday. Then we bring all the classic cars in on Saturday with the swap meet. The swap meet... I don't want to undersell it because it is so cool. We have hundreds of vendors there. You can get pretty much any part, right, Joe?
Pretty much anything you ever needed or whatever, you can get it there.
For AMC cars.
Yeah. It is by far the biggest swap meet ever, you know? So every time we have it, it's the biggest.
And I think even for people that don't own an AMC car or a Nash, they're not digging through parts, you know, looking for that specific door handle or side panel. I think it's a neat spectacle anyway, and there's a lot of energy there. Yeah. And it's kind of just neat to see what people have collected over the years.
Right.
Or snuck out of the factory.
So my boys, they wanted to, get in the action and everything, and I have these garbage cans full of hubcaps. Yes, I know, it's crazy. And so I said, okay, you guys sell your hubcaps, you keep all the money and you go do whatever you want. And so many people just bought a hubcap to hang in their garage that didn't really have a car or do anything like that. And it kept their bellies full, because as soon as they got the money for the hubcap, they went and bought ice cream and popsicles.
And as a kid, you just go on the Belt Parkway and just pick up all the hubcaps you can. They're all laying there.
Yeah.
Just load up your car with them and sell them back to the guy who lost them.
Right.
Okay. The big cruise in at the AMC factory, we talked about that. The homecoming car show swap meet is on Friday, the 25th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. 10 a.m. to noon. Now, this is the event you said about the Gremlin?
Yeah,
the Gremlin event at Jeffrey High School, elementary school?
So if you have a Gremlin, we're encouraging you to meet at Kennedy Park at the swap meet. You can't miss it. There will be a whole gathering of Gremlins there.
Whole bunch of Gremlins.
And then they will cruise on over to Jeffrey Elementary School over on 87th Street in Kenosha, park in the parking lot, and it becomes its own car show there that's Gremlin specific. Yeah. When you get that many Gremlins around, you know, odd things happen sometimes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So with the homecoming car show parade, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so that's something we changed the route in 2022, and we're really happy with what we settled on. We have all the cars go down to Southport Park at the Beach House on the south side of Kenosha. Again, that kind of becomes a car show at about 2 o'clock.
It is so fun. We have a ball down there.
Yeah,
that's great.
They're just staging for a parade, but it's 200, 250 AMCs. It's its own car show.
We take over the whole Southport, double parked. No, it, not double parked. Sorry,
it would be
that's illegal.
It would be the world. It would be the world. The Friday staging for the parade would be the world's largest AMC car show if we didn't do the world's largest AMC car show the next day at Kennedy Park.
Right.
So they stage down there, and then at 4 o'clock we kick off. It'll be led by Anastas Motors, who's a great sponsor of ours. The mayor will be in the lead car. They're going to go through downtown. They're going to go up through Pennoyer Park, Kennedy Park. End up at the Kenosha History Center for our Friday night block party that starts at 4 p.m. So it's one event right into the other, just kind of getting ready. Everything builds until Saturday, which is obviously the big one.
Okay, let's talk about the big one. Go ahead.
Yeah, so 3 years in the making. It is the date that everybody circles on their calendar. We'll be telling people the 2028 date as they're driving in. And again, it's a world gathering. People are coming in from Australia, Finland, Norway.
Yeah.
As of the, I think on Friday, I looked at the registrations for American cars, and we have cars from over 35 states. MACNA, the Metropolitan Owners Club of North America, is having their national meet within our meet. So there's going to be 50 Metropolitans at least.
Who's directing all this stuff?
You're looking at them.
And how many bottles of Tylenol and Motrin do you have?
No, you know, it's a lot of fun. And we have great volunteers. We have a great staff at the Kenosha History Center. That's who puts it on. It's the Kenosha History Center.
It's not just people. It's cars you direct. It's a lot of cars.
Yeah. Well, you kind of set up lines. And then you just kind of, as they come in, they just park. And as long as you stop them in the right spot, in theory, you should be nice and straight.
It just sounds like a big headache, but when it gets done, it looks great.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's a fun time. AMC people are great people.
Yeah, they really are. It's a lot of fun. Yesterday, so at the, a friend of mine is part owner of Oso Brewery, and he had a couple of beers specially made for our homecoming too.
Oh, really?
He has a Matador Red beer and an AMC antifreeze sour, and it looks just like AMC antifreeze, but it doesn't taste like AMC antifreeze. It's pretty good, and you can only get it at the Puzzle House. But we were there last night, and I was with, this is way out, people from Massachusetts, Tennessee, Texas, Florida.
And Norway,
friends from Norway that are here already, that came extra, early.
They didn't bring cards with them. They just came themselves.
The people from Norway just brought themselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're schlepping a car around the world.
Right.
Yeah, but people come in, and they will spend, a couple of weeks here in America doing an American vacation, flying to New York City. Yep. They drive out to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, maybe stop in Detroit, end up in Kenosha. This is their Mecca.
Yeah.
They love American Motors. They just, eat, sleep, breathe it. Okay. And it's, it's a car show, but it feels like a big reunion, like family reunion almost.
That's the vibe. It really is. That's what it feels like.
Did AMC have factories elsewhere?
Well, they had the Canada.
Brampton.
Yeah. In this country? Or is this it, Kenosha?
This is pretty much it. Headquarters were in Detroit.
Okay.
And then in Kenosha is about it. Yeah.
Yeah, they made the bodies for some of the Nashes up at the Seaman Body Plant in Milwaukee.
Parts plant in Milwaukee.
And the Jeep still survived.
Yeah.
Yeah, still getting today. They look great.
Yeah. Chrysler did the right thing. If you're a Chrysler fan.
They should have kept the Eagle, too, though.
They really should have.
Yeah.
But not the Pacer.
Oh, come on.
I told you, I liked it. Yeah. This guy used to pull up. There was Larry Kofsky. He still works in radio. And he used to pull up in the Pacer, and they used to make fun of it. I said, I like it.
Yeah.
I like that car.
End of its time. It really is.
The physical on wheels. Right?
Okay, quick review. This is the, and we decided either way is fine, either the Kenosha homecoming or the Kenosha AMC homecoming, because I hear it both ways. I hear on the commercial, it's Kenosha AMC. I have written down Kenosha homecoming. So either way, it all starts today and runs through this weekend. And knock off your calendar, because there's so much to do, and just keep going down there for different. And you can really attend if you don't have an AMC. You can pull up into your Chevy, park just it somewhere.
Park somewhere else.
Where nobody can see it. They have dark alleys and garages for your Chevys and your Fords. Put them aside.
Well, something to shade. Yeah.
Man, it's a lot of cars coming into town.
Sure is, yeah. And talking about Chevys and Fords, but at the AMC plant, when it was still running, there was an employee parking lot, and only AMCs could park in that.
Right.
If an employee had a different car, they'd park them down the block.
I think
that's our approach with this show, too.
Well, we're going to be talking about this all right from now, right through the weekend here on WRJN, so don't worry about that. We're going to be kicking this all the time. I want to thank Chris Allen, Executive Director of the Kenosha History Center. I'm going to get it now here.
You got it.
Joe Bohacek.
Sorry. Yeah.
Joe, can I give you a time? I'm an announcer. I can figure this out. I went to college. Joe Bohacek, who's just an AMC enthusiast, just love AMC cars.
Yep.
What are you going to do with them someday? Pass them on to who?
I got three boys.
Are you going to want them?
They better.
That's all they're getting in the will.
My oldest is going to be out there racing with us on Wednesday and Sunday also.
Oh, good.
So he's into it already. And then the twins, they're still kind of young, but they're getting there, you know.
Now, we have the event list at WRJN.com, but if you go to the History Center, the Kenosha History Center
.org.
Yeah, that'll work.
We have information there. Also, visit Kenosha.com.
Yeah, visit, that's where I got
slash
it from.
AMC. They've been terrific with us.
And they got pictures.
Page. Absolutely.
This is great. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. And it all kicks off today. It's all happening in Kenosha. Where was the actual plant again?
It was on 52nd Street between 52nd and 60th, between 24th Avenue and 30th Avenue.
I just remember the overpass, the train thing had AMC written on it there, American Motors. Thank you guys for coming in. Good luck with this weekend. We'll be chatting about it right through the weekend.